Episode 3057, Train Up Your Shadow.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous short week. Remember, yes, you probably don't. We are coming off of Memorial Weekend holiday, which means it's only a four-day weekend, which means it is Friday. Yay! It's time for celebration, and it means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Let's train up your shadow. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Have you ever thought of how to train up your shadow to become their best selfie? I know it sounds a little strange, doesn't it? But you see, your shadow, it's your children. And your children are your constant companions and mirrors, reflecting your every action, good or bad. Be the shadow you want to see. So instead of lamenting over their chaotic and mischievous nature, which they tend to kind of act that way sometimes more than not, why not take the reins and propel them toward greatness? We want our kids to be the best. But you know what? Parenting is one of the most challenging yet rewarding experiences one can go through. By employing the right methods, you can parent your child and nurture them into their best selves. And that's really what we want for our kiddos. We want them to have a better life than we did. Now, I look back on my life, and I'm like, it wasn't all that bad. But if I can make it better for my kids, more power to me. Because if I can make it better for them, and if they do the same for their kids, what happens? Generation after generation, it only gets better. That, my friend, is miles of greatness. So one of the most crucial aspects of parenting is training up your shadow, also known as your child, to become their best selfie. Children learn best by example. And as a parent, which I am and so are you, you're always being watched. Your attitudes, your behaviors, and decisions have a profound impact on your little ones. We don't want to admit it, but they are watching you always. It's kind of creepy if you want to think about it. You don't have to worry about the boogeyman because you got your children. They're always, always watching you. So ready yourself to model the traits and behaviors you want repeated. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You got to model the traits and behaviors. Because if you don't, who's going to? You don't want someone on TikTok telling your kids what to do. You don't want someone on Facebook or Instagram Reels. I mean, you know what? They're all fun and dandy, but do they really do your kids a service as into better and really bettering their lives? And creating an environment that just really will propel them forward? No, because they don't care. Because they're in it for what? Some other reason, usually to monetize, whatever, right? At least that's what kids are attracted to. Now, maybe what you look at is not so much. But the one who's preparing it, especially getting the young eyes on it, yeah, it's all about monetization because kids will look at anything and everything. So, deep breath here. Parents, you have got to be involved with your little shadows. You have to be. Because if not, then someone else is going to come and stomp all over them. And yeah, I want you to have that picture in your head. You don't want to have kids that cannot defend themselves. You don't want to have kids that do not know their worth and their value. You don't want it wrapped up in likes and hearts and all of this stuff. You want it to be wrapped up in how you see them, how God sees them. So what can you do to ensure that you're modeling the traits and behaviors that you want to see in your children? Well, let's break it down. Number one, lead by example. I cannot stress this enough. It's often said that actions speak louder than words, and they do. And that couldn't be truer when it comes to parenting. If you want your children to be kind, if you want your child to be honest and respectful, guess what? You've got to model that for them. Because I'm telling you, they are little mama birds and they're going to do exactly what you don't want them to do based on your bad behaviors. Uh-huh. Yeah, you heard me right. Because that's what they see. If you're saying four-letter words, I guarantee you they're going to be mimicking those very, very soon if they haven't already. So think about the kind of person you want your child to become and then live those qualities out in your own life. Lead by example. Number two, encourage individuality. Your child is their own person with their own thoughts, their own feelings, and their own interest. So encourage them to explore their passions and discover what makes them unique. Celebrate their successes and help them navigate their failures. Building self-confidence and a sense of agency in your child will help them become more independent and self-assured. You want them to have that confidence in who they are. You want them to be like, yes, this is who I am. And you want them to do it, though, with humility, not this egotistical, hey, look at me. And if you don't, well, I'm going to show you what's coming. You know what I mean, right? Come on, let's be real, because in our society right now, things are a little bit rough. And as parents, we may have to get rougher, not to rough up our own kids, but to train them up better. We can't be lazy anymore, mom and dad. We have to be in it to win it. So that means we have to show up for our kids. And we have to encourage their individuality, whatever it means for them. You may have a child who absolutely loves to build and they have this engineering mind. You may have one that's a dancer. You may have another one that's just kind-hearted and just always wants to listen and care for people. Encourage those traits within them. That is what makes them unique. That's what makes them precious. God created them in a special way, gave them their own gifts and talents. So you want to encourage that to come out, hence encourage their individuality. Number three, create goals together. This is so important. Our kiddos don't create goals hardly anymore. Our to-do lists are set by other people for them. Think about the schools that they go to. Just think about that for a minute. Who's setting the schedule? They are. They are as in the teachers are, the administrators are. What if you could sit down with your child and actually say, okay, what does it look like to study? How do you want to accomplish your projects? If you've got an athlete in the family, there's a lot of practices that come, but there's also learning to be done. So how do you find that balance? And it's not about equal 50-50. It's about putting in the time where it needs to be put in. Where's the focus? What's the mindset? Create those goals together. Because setting goals together is a great way, what? To teach your child the importance of hard work, commitment, and perseverance. You don't want your kiddo to give up too early in life. We have got to train up our children to be resilient. So encourage your child to come up with goals that align with their passions and their interests. Now, this is going to take time. Obviously, they're not going to know when they're 2 years old. But you're going to start seeing some traits going like, wow, I see his interest there. I mean, I'm watching my grandson grow up right now before my eyes, and I can already see. I'm like, I cannot wait to see where this goes. It's exciting. You want your child to be excited about what's to come because mom, dad, the best is yet to come. So help them create a plan of action to achieve their goals, not yours, but theirs. Remember, you're there to guide them, to love them, to give grace, to forgive them, to lift them up. So do that in a manner that serves them well. Number four, practice active listening. Ooh, this is hard for everybody. Why is it? Well, because we are just, we got a mouth and we just want to blurt it all out. I don't care if you're a parent. I don't care if you're a child. Everybody wants to say what's on their mind. And sometimes it's good to be quiet and listen with the two ears God gave us. Listening to your child is essential to understanding their needs, their wants, their concerns. Right? May was a month of mental health awareness. Let me tell you, we should always be alert to mental well-being. Just because the month of May is over doesn't mean you stop listening in June. Did you hear me? We've got to be very proactive. And that means we have to be practicing active listening. When we talk to our kiddos, we've got to give them our undivided attention. They need to know that we are right there. And in order for them to understand that, you may need to follow up with questions. to further the conversation, summarize what they've said, or say, can you tell me more about this? What made you feel this way? Validate their feelings. I understand, Sue, why you're feeling this way. I'm so sorry you were hurt. Don't sit there and lecture them on their feelings. It's their feelings. Now, there will be a teachable moment at another point in time in the conversation or a totally different moment in time to where you can say, how could you have handled yourself differently? What would you have done? I mean, obviously situationally appropriate, right? But we have got to practice our active listening, because if we don't, they're going to find somebody else who will listen. And guess what? Pretty soon, they won't be listening. They're just going to be telling your kid what to do and how to do it. And that changes the conversation completely. We have to raise up and train up resilient kiddos. We have to raise up honest children, right? We have to be ready and willing, because if not, they're going to get trampled on. And yes, they need to be kind and they need to be respectful. But at times, they're going to need a backbone too. And we've got to be able to help them succeed in their life. And I'm not saying success is winning everything. I'm saying success is also failure. And that leads me into number 5, celebrate achievements and failures. When your child achieves something, no matter how small or how big, celebrate their successes together. What if they fail? Celebrate that lesson learned. What can you gain from that? Ask questions. Let them lean on you. Let them cry if they need to. Failure hurts, but it also helps. Failure heals too. And so we have to remember that when we encourage them, we are giving them positive reinforcement, whether it's a failure or an achievement. And that becomes a powerful motivator, and it reinforces the idea that hard work and dedication pays off. Keep going. Don't give up. There are a lot of things that I could have thrown in the towel with and what I'm doing now in my adult career, but if it wasn't for what my mom and dad did when I was young, I wouldn't have the resiliency to keep pushing through. I wouldn't have the boldness. Some would say, Christiane, you don't beat around the bush. You just go straight through it. And I'm like, yep. Some have even called me, I'm a bull in a china closet at times. And you know what? That's a good trait to have when you need to have it. And I've had to do that a couple times. Mama bear comes out. And it's okay at the right time. So we've got to really be there for our kiddos. Train up your shadow. Parenting can be chaotic and challenging, right? But it also can be rewarding all at the same time. So train up your shadow to become their best selfie. And when you do that, you can help your child become confident, capable, and a compassionate person. We need more of those individuals in our life. Remember, mom, dad, you are their role model, and the behaviors you model today will shape their future. So let's make it a bright one. Proverbs 22, verse 6 says this, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. My prayer for you, my friend, even though the days are long and the nights are short, may your patience, love, and compassion be what is seen first as you raise your child. The hard work today is a beautiful future for your child tomorrow. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.